Tuesday, July 6th iteration of the Ways and Means Public Safety Subcommittee. We are in work session on House Bill 5036, the Construction Contractors Board. Do we have a staff report?
Yes, we do. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, if you recall, you were asked to take a look at the part of this budget that had to do with the construction contractor fraud unit, which is being funded through the Construction Contractors Board. There was considerable testimony, considerable concern about the construction contractor fraud unit. And through the good auspices of yourself and the Department of Justice and the agencies, we believe that we have come up with an interim solution to this problem. If you will take a look at the middle, sort of the middle of this handout that I gave you this morning, this afternoon, there's a document entitled Attachment 1. And since you've been involved, Mr. Chair, would you like to discuss it? Or would you like me to?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
It'll be more succinct and more articulate.
We identified that there are some gaps in the information that the legislature has, so that it is very difficult to come up with a permanent solution to the issue of what is going on with construction fraud. Therefore, this recommendation is to establish an interim process to evaluate the instances of construction fraud and illegal activity involving construction contractors, to evaluate the training needs and other needs of the Construction Contractor Board investigators, local law enforcement, and prosecutors for the purposes of recognizing criminal events. There's a need for ongoing investigation and prosecution where there is some illegal activity. There's also a need that the legislature be aware of and be able to monitor what is going on during the interim. And there's a need for recommendations and statutory changes to be brought to the next legislative assembly. Therefore, there's a budget note that recommends that an interim construction fraud evaluation unit be established under the jurisdiction of the Department of Justice. The unit will be responsible for developing recommendations for the 2001 legislature, for screening and referral of construction contractor board cases, assisting construction contractor board investigators to identify unlawful activity and develop prosecutable cases, provide assistance to local law enforcement, and provide liaison by the state police with local law enforcement, and to assist local law enforcement in prosecuting unlawful activity, and for some prosecution in a limited number of cases. The budget report goes on to require that the three agencies work together and develop a implementation plan by no later than July 31st, 1999, to be reported to the Legislative Fiscal Office and the Department of Administrative Services, and then that implementation plan will be brought to the first emergency board following the end of the 1999 legislative session. At that time, we would deal with budgetary issues, including unscheduling excess limitation in the Oregon State Police and increasing limitations for the Department of Justice. And then there is an additional reporting requirement that this unit report to the emergency board not less than semi-annually and to interim substantive committees as appropriate on its progress in identifying the instance of unlawful activity and on its activities related to consumer protection, including civil and criminal enforcement activities. And finally, the unit will develop recommendations for the 2001 legislature, including statutory changes and funding recommendations.
And I am assuming that with the record that the $189,328 in savings that we have produced within the budget will be reserved in the E-Board
forward for interim requests that we understand are probably coming with regard to computers, some technological infrastructure, and additional expenses.
Right.
The CCB or the interim construction thought evaluation unit may need.
Correct.
To be evaluated on a case-by-case basis by the emergency board.
That's correct.
Okay, what we're doing to kind of summarize is we're going to allow the CCB to continue to exist and function as it traditionally has, and at the same time, we're going to set up the interim construction fraud evaluation unit to evaluate incidents of criminal and civil activity involving construction contractors, provide training support assistance to the CCB investigators and local law enforcement and prosecutors, this to investigate and prosecute if warranted, big statement there, if warranted, the limited number of civil and criminal cases that in the eyes of the Department of Justice, who will act as the quarterback and driver of this process, would come before them and they would deem appropriate to prosecute, and to ensure legislative oversight through periodic reporting to the emergency board and through the development of public policy and statutory recommendations. That's what we're doing in a nutshell. Everyone fairly clear with what we're instituting here? Any questions? Any discussions?
And to ask that you just talk about, I assume that part of it will be to track the outcome from the administrative, civil, and criminal proceedings to see which ones we're getting positive resolution on and that sort of thing.
Not only establish what is the incidence out there, what is the level of need, and what we're really trying to do here, this truly is, and I want the record to reflect, a temporary structure. This structure has been developed as much as anything to develop the data and the information necessary to make a comprehensive recommendation and implementation of a more permanent plan. I think we keep elements of all the existing plans in place. I don't think we harm ongoing investigations by the Oregon State Police. And at the same time, I think we give, and this is an important part of this, we give the private investigators already employed by the construction contractor fraud unit an opportunity to show their mettle and show what they've got. And that's one of the long-standing running debates here. So we're going to keep one Oregon State Police officer. We're going to employ, if you will, or DCCD will employ the Department of Justice as the gatekeeper, quarterback, and pretty much driver of this process. Now, the administrative claim CCB is perfectly capable of handling as they're currently structured. It's the civil and, more importantly, criminal cases that we need to get a better handle on, and I hope that's what this structure gets at. That's what we're doing.
Representative Thatcher. So my understanding is this is going to be an investigative position. It's not going to be the supervisory position of the detectives that they have now. Is that correct?
The what now?
It's going to be an investigative position, not the supervisory.
Well, both, really. Okay. I mean, it's both. We're going to have supervisory oversight provided by the Department of Justice and investigative. Both by private investigators and for the Oregon State Police.
And that is funded at the detective level?
Okay.
I just want to make sure if it's my detective in Southern Oregon, you guys don't steal her and bring her to say.
Which, yeah, not
some assurances
to get Danny to come up with. I've already asked Danny that, and they are working on that issue. And the additional funding is for an individual that is at the level of a particular Oregon State Police officer that resides and works in the southern part of the state.
I don't like a dislocated southern Oregon.
Who is married also to a law enforcement personnel that is stationed in the southern part of the state. Any other questions, Representative Patrick?
Well, he's ready to vote, I can tell.
Looks to me like he's ready to make a motion.
I would move the recommendation.
Hold on.
May I? May I refer you to page 3 of my the memo? if you look on items 5 and 6, which are the bolded part, if you would like to move item 5 and then move item 6, I think you could do that.
I would move item 5 of the LFA recommendation on page 3 on the memo that we received dated July 6, 1999, amended.
That moves adoption of the budget notes and the task narrative.
Any discussion on the motion? Any objections to the motion? Let the record show the motion and amendment passes unanimously. So ordered. We ready to go for the full meal deal?
Yeah.
Full meal deal.
Yes. That is item 6, which is that amends House Bill 5036 to state that notwithstanding any other law, the amount of $10,256,924 is established for the biennium beginning July 1, 1999.
Mr. Chair, I would move number 6 on the July 6, 1999, as amended memorandum on page 3, I would move 6.
Any discussion on the motion? Any dissension on the motion? Let the record show that we have amended House Bill 5036 to reflect point number 6 on page 3 of the LFO memorandum dated July 6th. So ordered. Now you're ready for the full motion.
Now
we're ready for the full motion.
Mr. Chair, I would move the LFO recommendation in regards to the constructive contract.
Representative Patridge moves House Bill 5036 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any dissension? Seeing none, so ordered.
I'm going to move carry this, I believe, from this committee.
Okay. I will carry this in full.
Okay.
Yes. Senator Hannon will carry it on the outside and the Senate
Patrick. Okay. Unless you want to. Well, have the honor.
Okay. You're going to carry it in full and?
No, I'll carry it in full. I'll carry it.
All right.
House floor, Senator Hannon, okay. Carry it on the Senate side.
Got it. Thank you.
Semi okay. Nice. Some guys still refreshing. Seeing no other business, coming forward to committee. Any other? We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place, work sessions. We are adjourned. Okay.
Ways and Means, Public Safety. Ways and Means, Natural Resources Subcommittee, Wednesday, July 7th, 1999, Hearing Room H-170.